USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton argued Saturday on Newsmax that there is nothing in the Constitution that takes away the state's rights to regulate abortion.
And the idea here that the federal court, the Supreme Court, took away the ability of states to regulate something so important was absolutely the wrong decision. And you can see the chaos and the changing decisions over the years of how hard it is for states to even know what the actual law is, because it's not written down anymore. It's just constantly changing by the court.
The U.S. Department of Energy announced Thursday it will utilize the nation's Strategic Petroleum Reserve to address fuel shortages in Louisiana because of Hurricane Ida. The Category 4 hurricane devastated coastal areas and inland parishes across the state's southeastern region. Gasoline power generators remain critically important as widespread power outages persist amid sweltering summer temperatures. This is USA Radio News.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
A Taliban spokesperson insisted to Fox News on Friday that there will be no issue about women's rights following the militant group's takeover of Afghanistan, despite widespread international concerns.
No problem about their education, their work. But we should not be after changing each other's culture, as we are not intending to change your culture.
A Florida diner that posted a sign telling Biden supporters to take their business elsewhere was forced to temporarily close after not having enough food to meet a surge in demand. The DeBerry Diner, located in DeBerry, Florida, and owned by Angie Ugarte, was closed on September 2nd after a sign was posted on the door slamming Biden's chaotic Afghanistan withdrawal and telling his supporters to take their business somewhere else, according to the West Volusia Beacon. Several military veterans descended upon the diner to express their support for the sign Ugarte had posted. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden has blood on his hands regarding the Afghanistan crisis, a member of the House Intelligence Committee asserted Friday after returning from the region. U.S. Representative Mark Wayne Mullen, Republican of Oklahoma, shared details of his overseas trip during an appearance on Fox News' Special Report with Brett Baer. Baer asked if we are going to get the remaining Americans out.
We're going to get some, but there's going to be some that's going to die because of the failure from President Biden. I promise you that. At some point, they're going to lose patience and aren't going to keep letting us drive past these checkpoints and paying them off. Sorry, taxes. You know, that's what they call it, tax. And when I say that blood is on his hands, that means the President Biden's hands, I mean that with everything in my heart. It's his fault.
A boxing legend is returning to the ring. Here's Mike Fortier.
Former undisputed heavyweight champion Evander Holyfield, at 58 years old, has agreed to fight for the first time in a decade. Holyfield agreeing Friday to take on former UFC star Vitor Belfort next Saturday. This will be Holyfield's 57th career fight. He's stepping in for another boxing legend, Oscar De La Hoya, who had to back out after getting COVID. Holyfield's return running into a snag, though. The De La Hoya-Belfort fight was set for L.A., but the California State Athletic Commission won't sanction the Holyfield fight. ESPN reporting Holyfield-Belfort will take place in Hollywood, Florida. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.